What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. And as I mentioned at the top of the show, the lovely Lady Claire will not be joining us today. She's taking a break away from the radio and the website to focus on a new music project, which she's working on in the office across the hall here. So let's go back to the phones here to Mo in Florida. Hello, Mo. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Hi. Doing okay.
It's critical time in, critical time in history, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I can't believe it. Everything you've been talking about, and a lot of people have, well, not that many people, have actually watching it happen. But I have a question, but I'd like to make a comment on the previous caller when he was sick. You know, I haven't really talked about this to too many people, but my father died in November of 2018. He was 98 years old. Mm-hmm. And I was so sick, Mike. I was 2,000 miles away. I was ready to go. I had my tickets and my suit ready to go and just crushed. And I was so sick, Mike. I've never been that sick in my life. I thought I was really going to die. It's respiratory. This kind of reminded me of that guy was saying, so I know this thing, which is just the flu, some kind of variant of the flu. It was long before they came up with this COVID BS, which has never been isolated, as you know.
Yes.
But, I mean, I can totally relate with this previous caller because I've never had anything like this in my life, ever. I really didn't think I was going to make it. And I had all the complications. I missed my father's funeral. So, I mean, I've never been that sick.
That's tough. That's tough.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I couldn't get out of bed, Mike. I was just every symptom of the COVID, which you call it, which was just a, I mean, I had a lot of respiratory illnesses in my age, you know, but I've never had anything like this. I told my wife, check the life insurance. Make sure I paid all the time. It was bad. It was really bad. But anyways, I just want to go along with that caller because I totally understand. I think there's a lot of people that were, you know, that have encountered it earlier. But my thought on the so-called insurrection or storming of the Bastille, whatever these idiots are trying to call it. Terrorists. 70% of the country are terrorists. I don't know. But, you know, my thinking is this thing didn't happen. It wasn't an impromptu thing. People planned. People came from, you know, all over the world. I mean, they came from every state. They had plans. Yep. They had to get their RVs, hotel reservations. The Capitol Police, they knew this was coming. You know, the Department of Homeland Security, which, you know, is a totally corrupt thing. I mean, it's, you know what that's about, obviously. You've talked about it enough. Yeah. They knew this was coming. My question to you is this. Trump, being where he is, with all his advisors, General Flynn's, whatever, you know, advisors, he had to know. All he had to do was say, listen, when he had those huge crowds, what was it, a million, Mike?
Yeah, more than a million.
I think it was the biggest crowd ever, wasn't it?
It could be. We don't have an accurate number yet, but, you know, I did save some pictures, you know, showing the size of the crowd here. Of course, the corporate media, every time they showed the protesters, it was a narrow angle from low down, so you couldn't really see how many there were.
Well, I know some people went, and it was just amazing. But anyways, whatever it was, 500,000, 2 million, I don't know, all Trump had to do when he gave his speech, and I watched it, is say, listen, there will be agent provocateurs when we go to the Capitol building. Do not enter. Be peaceful. If you want, light a candle, say a prayer. But do not, anybody that tries to break in or cause violence is an Antifa, George Soros-sponsored Black Lives Matter BS. That's all he had to say, Mike. And that would have been
And then he would have been labeled as paranoid by Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer.
Well, who cares what they think? I mean, they wouldn't have had to use, this... these bad optics to now everybody, I think that goofy Keith Olbermann, I don't watch mainstream media ever, but I just went online somewhere where somebody said Olbermann was talking about, you know, making every Trump supporter a legitimate target. I mean,
yeah,
these, okay, well, I'm saying if they had, he played right into this spider's web. And why did he? He's either stupid or he did it intentionally. I don't know, Mike. Why wouldn't he just, if he just said, do not enter the Capitol building, cause no violence, or this will be used against us. And anybody that causes violence will be, you know, Antifa. That's all they had to say.
You know,
and they couldn't have done
Trump
it.
Trump really didn't need to say that, because we in the independent media have been making that point for weeks ahead of this event, saying, you know, there are going to be agent provocateurs. They're going to try and cause a ruckus in order to make the Trump supporters look bad. And of course, you know, the last efforts to undo the election fraud collapsed, you know, with that riot, which is exactly why they staged it.
I understand that. You did.
Okay.
Yes, you did, Mike. What I'm saying is, if he had said that with part of his speech, would have ended it, then there's no way that could have happened. Those people would not have allowed it. Then they would have had this excuse. It's their Pearl Harbor. It's a little, their little Pearl Harbor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they fell right into it. They said, now that's all you see on the mainstream media, I'm sure, is just, you know, Trump supporters, terrorists. The white supremacist terrorists, Trump supporters, yeah, all 80 million of us, or 100 million. And I'm not even a Trump supporter.
Well,
I voted
for him. More than that, they're saying that Trump incited the riot, you know, and they're talking about charging him with that after he's out of office.
Well, then, you know, Mike, I know if you were up there, or if I was up there, we would have known this, you know, listen, do not, this is a setup. This could be a setup. Nobody go into the Capitol building. You know, do not cause violence, or this will be used against us. And if anybody does, then it's a false flag. That's all he had to say, Mike. For him not to say that almost makes me think he's in on it.
I don't think he's in on it. I think that he just wanted to stay focused on the issue of election fraud. But he did not put out a call to violence, and yet that's what the corporate media is trying to say his speech was.
But he had to be warned of it, Mike. He had to know this was a possibility. How many false flags can you see? I mean, somebody with a 75 IQ could have seen this coming, especially when you have advisors. Anyways, Mike, I don't know. I just, that's not critical thinking if you're Trump. That's not even playing half a G chess, you know? That's playing chip chess. If you ask me, and something's wrong, Mike, I smell a rat.
It's checkers.
Checkers without all the pieces. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. I don't know, Mike, something's wrong, something smells, but I don't want to stay on very long because we got a lot of callers. So
I
wanted your thoughts on that. If any other callers have any comments, because something's wrong with that. Okay, Mike, thanks a lot. Bye.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Jeff in Saratoga. Jeff, thank you for waiting. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Long time listener. And I got a point to make about the election, the ballots, okay? I need for you to blow holes into this for me. Something seems so simple to me. Our government has a way of impregnating watermarks within top secret papers, anything that they want to keep track of. Why can't they take that, impregnate watermarks into each state's ballots with personalized ID numbers for the, you know, each state, and then the states are responsible or forwarding their ballots that have already been federally watermarked with the state's ID number, stamping them with each one of the counties within each one of the individual states. It's not going to stop fraud, but boy, it's sure going to be able to drop a hammer right on where problems lay. And
well, it's a good idea. There's only one thing wrong with that, and that is that the states maintain it is up to them how the ballots will be printed. And one of the reasons that Trump dropped his Election Integrity Commission was that every time they went into a state, the local election officials said, you've got no business here. It's a state's right issue. And the same thing would happen if they went in and said that you've got to use a watermarked ballot there. The other problem, I mean, the Supreme Court actually did rule that presidential elections are federal elections, and therefore the government should have jurisdiction within the state's election system. But it's unfortunately not been upheld. And the fact of the matter is, as much money is put in to steal an election, they might be able to forge the watermarks.
If they were able to see the watermarks, but that's just it. That's the beauty of it. They can actually impregnate that watermark
to where it can't be read. They have special equipment that reads that watermark. So, for instance, the government creates the ballots at a federal level. Each state has a personalized ID number, and they have a matching watermark ID number on the envelope. They can send those ballots to the state. Let's say New York is state number one, God forbid. And they have an indelible watermark, unable to be read or copied.
Okay.
They receive all of their ballots with that same number, denoting that those are New York ballots. When the New York State Department of Elections forwards each one of the ballots they receive from the feds to the individual counties, each county is stamped with the county stamp. It doesn't have to be hidden. It could be stamped on the envelope and the ballot.
Well, you have to take it down to the district level, to the congressional district level. I mean, every district in the United States of America has a different ballot.
I understand, but why couldn't you watermark? Okay. It doesn't matter what kind of ballot that they would actually receive. And they would have to be processed through a central watermarking system. So it doesn't matter if you have a two-faced ballot, a line item ballot, a single ballot, a mail-in ballot, an absentee. It doesn't matter. Any ballot that is processed from a central committee or a central agency. And it goes through the same process. So anytime if you receive a bulk, if there's a drop of invalid ballots right away, if you can't follow those numbers back to the origin, they're invalidated. If they don't have the watermarks, if they don't have the ID watermarks impregnated, they're invalidated. If the county, which has received hypothetically 10,000 ballots, returns back 15,000 ballots, well, you're going to be able to ID issues right away. You're not going to stop the whole flood of fraud, but it will be at least a start. Yeah, I hate to think that there's no other. There's got to be something that's got to be done. This is so
unacceptable. You know, there was a TrueVote system that was out there. That was pretty good. There's the True the Vote organization, blackboxvoting.org. And if you look at my main page at my website, up on the top left, right underneath that hideously outdated photo of myself, there's an article I wrote on how to have honest elections. And the main point about it is all the computers are taken out and all the counting is done by hand. If you read that article, you may find it may not stop all the fraud, but it's definitely going to make it much easier to spot.
I absolutely like that idea. And just expunging on that a touch, if you take counties that turn their votes, the counties have to publish total votes that they've received. Then that
published number by
each county, then that number by each county has to be accrued per county, per state, and that state total should also have to be printed. So now you have a back check. You can, well, there's 120 counties, they've 8,500,000 ballots. All of a sudden, the state comes back and says, no, we got 925,000 ballots. I mean, if you just back check
we saw a lot of that in this last election where there were more votes than voters. People were pointing that out. And the courts just sat there and said, no, you don't have standing or some other legal excuse to just not allow the evidence into court. Now, apparently Dominion Voting Systems is getting ready to sue Sidney Powell for defamation here. And that's going to be interesting because that opens up a discovery process where Sidney Powell can present the evidence to prove that she did not defame them, that in point of fact, she was reporting accurately on what was going on.
Yeah, once that door is open, both sides have access, correct?
Correct.
Well, Mike, I want to thank you for your time, and thank you for a forum. You're invaluable, you really are.
Well, thank you for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Jeff in Saratoga. Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. That was Jeff. My mistake, then we're going to Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Hey, Mike. Hey, I just want to mention that previous caller stated that, you know, Sidney Powell, or I think you stated that, oh, yeah, well, this will open up discovery. Remember what happened, well, those of us who weren't, or those of you who weren't familiar with the proceeding, Fetzer, Jim Fetzer, he thought the same thing. Oh, boy, well, now I can go into court when they sued him over Sandy Hook. Well, the judge, yes. These corrupt judges can just disapprove anything that you want to present. They're kangaroo courts. So, drop that. It's not going to happen. The justice system is just as corrupt as the election system, as our representative
system.
Yeah,
all the way up to the see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil.
Yeah. What I saw, what happened, that I don't think that'll ever happen again. We're head first into 1917 Bolshevik Russia tyranny.
Yeah, I'm afraid you're right.
I saw the opportunity with that many people, and I don't know if I'm going to a Fed post here, but, you know, remember what happened in Iran in 1979, the Islamic Revolution. I mean, they could have gotten to the point where they demanded a review of the election and fair elections. Is that an unreasonable request of a representative government that the damn votes be counted correctly, you know, and then once the votes are counted correctly, well, then everybody is released. That would have got the whole world on notice that this is a corrupt country. And
Russia is lecturing us about not coming up to democratic standards.
Right, yeah. Man, I, just peeking at MSNBC and Andrea Mitchell Greenspan sitting there with someone else talking about locking up conservatives, locking up Trump supporters. They're going after us with it's 1917 Russia. It's coming down, and it would have came down whether that happened or not. And it's just a very serious situation. I hope we're awake to what the hell the repercussions could be, you know. This is kind of an easy chair audience, and I don't want to be too harsh on that, but I'm kind of a fighter still, you know. And we need to get our fight up. We need to quit laying down. I mean, if there's a few Antifa, there's a few Feds involved, well, we can just flip the tables on them and just use what they give us and then, you know, out them and deal with them later. Another thing, too, on the pandemic, do you recall that those soldiers that were getting diagnosed up in Washington State, was it, with some kind of a respiratory illness, and they said it was due to vaping? And that was in 2019, yeah. And so it could have been that it was accidentally released into the United States, and so how do you do plausible deniability? How do you wash that up? Well, you plant it on another country, and then you say it's a bioweapon condemned. You say it's a China flu, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I had the stuff myself. I recovered from it. It wasn't like anything else I ever had. And there's a few people who I question that say that, oh, there's no viruses. This whole virus is a fake. How do you get the whole world to fake the virus? It's like, how do you get the whole world to go along with a fake moon landing? You can't.
Well, there's definitely something out there making people sick, but we had that story by this epidemiologist the other day. He says most of the cases being reported for COVID-19 are actually the ordinary seasonal flu, and that's why there are no numbers for this year's seasonal flu. CDC stopped counting, actually. And again, there's no question that COVID-19 has been exploited for various agendas and political purposes, including the mail-in ballots, which is where a lot of the fraud took place in this last election.
Yeah.
And listen, Bruce, I'm sorry, I got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. We got more callers waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay.
Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Apostle in New Jersey. Hello, Apostle. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
How are you, Mike? Mike, long time no talk, but I'd like to wish you and Claire a Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year to you too as well.
Okay, I just want to give your listeners a little hope. Did you notice that Congress right now is in a panic to impeach?
Yes.
Well, I don't know if you know this or not, but DNI Radcliffe, he sent the election report to Congress 2 hours after the vote to elect Biden, which was supposedly needed to be handed in on December 18th, but they held it off. 2 hours after their vote, DNI Radcliffe handed it in.
Yep.
Which, if Trump wants to, he can act Executive Order 13799, and we'll have the option to arrest for treason, because now it really has to be heard. And if you think about it, they have 5,000 National Guard troops in D.C., and they're going to be there for a month.
Yes.
So Trump really has everything on his side here to actually stop all this fraud that it incurred.
Well, you know, I hear what you're saying. You're the voice of optimism here. But at this point, the coup plotters, you know, have gone too far. They're going to do whatever it takes to consolidate their hold on power up to and including assassinating Trump if they need to. I'm afraid they're going to come down really hard on all American people because of the scare they got last Wednesday.
Again, I'm sure the majority of the people that stormed that thing were all Antifa and Black Lives Matter.
Yes, they were. Whatever. I mean, with a false flag, there's no question there. But
right.
I'm not talking about the people who stormed the Capitol building. I'm talking about the million people standing in the streets around them, not to mention several state capitals.
It's okay. I mean, I can see FBI Director Wray not doing a thing, whatever, but wanting to imprison every Trump supporter there is on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
But right now,
basically
Trump
talking about locking up half the country.
Right. Actually, Trump got to see who's behind him and who's not.
Yes.
And if he does get reelected due to fraud, I can guarantee you that probably Pence will not be his vice president. It'll probably be Flynn.
Well, I would love it if things worked out the way that you suggest, but I, unfortunately, am not optimistic about this.
Well, I'm just throwing it at you, Mike, whatever. But again, there's still a glimmer of hope in there. So, you know what? Don't give up the fight because, you know what? Your freedoms have been abused.
We've all been abused. You know, absolutely. And the abuse is going to continue. All right. Well, thank you for the phone call there. And we're going to switch over to Mike in California. And Mike, I'm going to have to take you through the next commercial break. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, did that guy just say that the people who went into D.C. Capitol was Black Lives Matter and Antifa?
Yeah, they were bussed in. They had chartered buses and a police escort.
People who went in, I mean, there was like one or two people that were identified as like previously as Antifa, like the guy with the horns on the head or whatever.
But yes,
the vast majority of them weren't. It was like 90, at least like I would say like 98% weren't. I mean, yeah, sure, maybe some of them were, but this is always the thing with conservatives. They'll say if they get accused of something, what do? They always they do what the left does, but like 10 years later. So like conservatives will say, you know, the left will be like, oh, you know, gay marriage, all that. And then the conservatives 10 years later, what are they doing? I mean, they're totally for it. They just were 10 years late to doing what the left does. And they always come to the left. You know, now I think there's trans conservatives now or whatever. They don't conserve anything. All they do is they give in to the left and they just delay it by like 10 years or something. And I see this happening now when they talk about the people who got no law and order all summer long and they're not allowed to air their grievances on social media. They're not allowed to even have a protest. I mean, unless they're like, it depends what it is. Like if you have a protest where you're talking about wrong things, like Charlottesville, which was really just to keep some heritage up, the statue, and it was just people that were talking in a park. That was it. And then the FBI saw that, or the whoever, deep state, whatever you call it, and they said, okay, we're going to tell these evil white racist Nazis and whatever other words to exit through the crowd of the other protesters, and they created the whole thing.
Mike, I got to put you on hold. Got to put you on hold. Don't hang up. I'm going to come right back to you after this commercial break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
For For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Born in the city with a silver spoon, great-grandson of the oil tycoon, raised by wolves, thinks he owns the moon, socialist banker to the one-world goons. Davy Rockefeller, chairman of the CFR.
Welcome back to our show. Here we're talking with Mike in California. And Mike, getting on back to the presence of agent provocateurs at Wednesday's demonstration, there were somewhere around a million people there. So you can safely say that 99% of them were there peacefully. And that still leaves you a large number of potential agent provocateurs. And as I did mention, there is video of these Antifa being bussed in chartered buses with a police escort. There's another video showing the police literally opening the barricades and allowing them to pass. So this thing was definitely a classic false flag operation designed to destroy Trump and embarrass his supporters and basically shove through the Biden presidency.
Well, it is to their advantage, but, you know, is a lady who got shot, was she Antifa or whatever? Look, I hate Antifa, but I really... You know,
well, she wasn't shot by an Antifa. I mean, she's ex-Air Force and a Trump supporter, and she was shot by an officer of the Capitol Police, and the witnesses around her said she wasn't doing anything, she wasn't armed, she wasn't a threat, but they just basically opened fire.
Right, but what I'm saying is, like, she's a genuine person. Like, Baked Alaska is an idiot, but he's definitely not Antifa. He was there. There's a lot of people who were there who were not Antifa. So, like,
There's a lot of people who got caught up in the excitement and emotion of the moment and followed the agent provocateurs into the Capitol building, and that was stupid on their part not to realize they were being set up.
And here's the other thing, too. The Capitol Police, there's two news articles, New York Daily Time or New York Daily and some other one, really big news agencies. But if you type in, refused FBI Capitol Police or something, the Capitol Police refused to accept assistance from the FBI and some other, I think, National Guard.
And so the National Guard, they were delayed an hour and a half.
Okay. Thing is, I think if they wanted to, if they really wanted to, and so this kind of goes to your theory, like, they could have stopped it if they wanted to. They could have more people there to begin with. But
yes,
look at the optics of it. You got these people waving Trump flags. A lot of people already hate Trump, and he's on his way out. And so now they can use this against all conservatives or any dissent.
That's exactly why they did it.
Right. But just think of this. What if they didn't have Trump flags? What if they had, like, some flags that said, give us our $2,000 or something? They would be heroes, because everybody is already – that's a populist sentiment. Everyone's already getting screwed. If that was the case –
Well, we don't know what signs were in the crowd. There may well have been signs about, give us our money. And, you generally, in a crowd that size, you have all kinds of different agendas being represented. But I didn't really scan the signs in the photos I have of the crowd, because they're very wide angle to show the size of the crowd. But they might have been there. But certainly the stated purpose of this protest march Wednesday was to protest the very obviously stolen election.
Right. Well, a lot of people would be right behind them and supporting them if it was for, like, the $2,000 or something. A lot of people on the left or whatever would say, hey, well, I wish we were there doing it, for this reason. And that's something that everyone could get behind. But because
could have, should have, would have, to paraphrase Hillary Clinton. They got suckered in, by these agent provocateurs. Anyway, Mike, I'm going to let you go here because we're getting short on time and we've got a lot of callers. So let's switch over to Peter in Los Angeles. Hello, Peter. Thank you for waiting. What's on your mind today?
I sympathize a lot with what Mike said, but $2,000, I'd gladly give up $2,000 to make sure that the vote was sacrosanct. And that's the issue here. And
yes,
the issue also, Mike, is that Trump failed. You said it from the beginning. He didn't fire everybody he needed to fire. Didn't clean out all the Obama people. This is a guy that could not and never did identify his enemies, which is why all of them, every one of them, betrayed him. Every one of them. And even then, what we handed the
you
guy.
You should have been listening to my show 3 years ago.
Exactly. If Mike, we handed the guy, obviously it was a totally fraudulent election. I believe that Trump won in a landslide, but we delivered him a landslide. We delivered this guy a landslide, and what did he do with it? Well, you and I and everybody half.
I didn't even get a Christmas card from him this year.
Yeah, but Mike, you've been talking about it since day one. So have I.
Yes.
So have half the people on your show about how this is going to be a rigged election, and we've been talking about it for 4 years.
Yes.
And we handed this guy a landslide. And he so mismanaged it that we're left with nothing.
No,
there's nothing.
Things are going to get worse.
And and the biggest reason is this guy doesn't see the enemy for what it is, and this is a guy that and it's clear now who it is. It's the media. It's the media billionaires, the Jewish media billionaires, the bankers, you know who they are, and the secret police, like, who turned in the results of the investigation after the election was certified.
Yes, how bloody can
a point of after? It's all these people work together, and look at him. It wasn't even the same day. He got completely, a president can't go on TV, can't go on Twitter, can't go on Facebook. You can't criticize the election. These guys are dictators. It's the media billionaires. They're all Jewish. You can, it may be a coincidence, but I don't think so. But nevertheless, look what they're doing. You can't even criticize the fact that, and say on any kind of media, get any airtime anywhere, if you talk about a fraudulent election, a stinking fraudulent election, the worst ever.
Yes.
And they're the ones that immediately shut him up. And those guys,
you know,
they set the narrative when you're talking about the 60, the 60 people killed, injured, Secret Service people defending the White House against a violent Antifa BLM. They didn't say a word about that. This is a nonviolent crew who got shot by a violent Capitol Police. They shouldn't have been there, but they weren't being violent. They weren't burning or looting or beating or shooting or whatever. Stealing, like Black Lives Matter, Antifa has done for 6 months. And the media, look at the way the media treats it. And look who's all of us now are being branded as white supremacist terrorists.
Yep.
And they'll never allow this, the Trump group, to be reconstituted in any way. That's why they hated Trump to begin with, because it was it was sort of the germination of a white identity politically. And they will not allow that at all. Their goal is to get us the hell out of here. What do you think?
Well, I think by the time they get us out of here, there's really not going to be all that much left of the place, for them to enjoy. It's just deteriorating so rapidly, especially in the big cities. And I think a lot of these people who are, you know, trying to basically take over the country are working from an image of this country as it was 20, 30 years ago.
Well, it's the media people. It's the people that will allow this Ashley Babbitt, them to put all sorts of scurrilous stuff on her and allow that and allow anything to be said against us, but nothing about a fraudulent election or the way that has to be changed. If we don't change that, we're through. And if we march on anybody, it shouldn't be Congress, who are just their paid minions. We should be marching on the networks and the people, the billionaires' homes, and we should be stringing those people up. They should be hung like Mussolini in the square in Milan. That's how they deserve to go.
Yes,
anyway,
well, actually,
Sorry, Mike.
No, I was about to make a comment, but it was not appropriate, so please continue.
Well, hey, listen, it's a time for inappropriate comments. And who's to say it's inappropriate? Again, they're what's saying it. They're the ones that set the parameters. We can't.
Yes.
They can say anything they want about us, but we have to worry about, is it appropriate? Come on. They just stole the election. Look what they're doing. We can't even, the president can't get on Twitter. You know, and they're framing what's appropriate and what's not. We can't put up with this shit. We cannot allow them to set the parameters of what can be said and not said. We can't allow them to set the boundaries and who can be criticized and what you can talk about and what can you question and what can you not question. And they are. And that's the core of everything.
Yeah,
and we have to change it. And so that's it for me, Mike. Thanks very much.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah. Good day, Michael. You know, listen, Peter was right on the money. I don't think too many calls can top that one. Peter was right on. And, you know, Mike, before I get into rambling and rolling here, let me say, look what Trump did for the Afro-American vote. In Georgia, 97% of the Afro-American women voted for the Democrats. No matter what you do, I told you, I don't care if you give them each $1 million in a briefcase, they'll still say the Republicans bad, 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 even though Abraham Lincoln was a Republican. The Democrats, Joe Biden is the biggest racist as anybody that's going to be sitting in the presidency. It was on Newsmax for 90 minutes yesterday. They had a whole documentary about Joe Biden and his son Hunter. It was an amazing documentary. But you think any of these leftist people will watch that kind of stuff on the truth? They don't want to hear the truth, Mike. They absolutely don't want to hear the truth. What they have, They don't want to hear the truth. They're brainwashed. All these college kids are brainwashed. They're a bunch of minions, imbeciles. They're minnows. And upon getting ate up by the largemouth bass. But here's what's going on, Mike. This guy, John James in Michigan, could not win the Senate seat in Michigan, but you have a communist Bolshevik, full-blown communist, and that guy, Warnock, who is a senator now and is sitting in the Senate of the United States Congress. Can you imagine that, Mike? A guy like John James, who went and fought for this country, okay, he couldn't make it, but mm-hmm. this guy, Warnock, who's been praising Fidel Castro, communism all over, this guy is a senator in the United States, and that Ossoff is another. But, Mike, this I've been saying this, and you've been saying it. Mike, we agree. This is all about illegal immigration. Trump blew it, blew the card 2 years ago when that mayor in Oakland got away, which he got away with, giving them a heads up. That should have never mm-hmm. been allowed, Trump, and Trump should have arrested that mayor and that governor and every one of them. When he signaled that he was weak on that, that's when now you see him pounce. They pounced on Trump here, Mike, right here in the Capitol. They're pouncing all over him because what happened with immigration, Mike? That's what it's all mainly about. Look, there's going to be 12, 15 million more illegals now. They're going to be Democrat voters, Mike. Look what Peter mm-hmm. said. This is unbelievable. White, they're trying to annihilate any white male over 40 years old. If you're 40 years old or better and you're not in bed with the Antifa and all these leftist communist Bolsheviks, you're a dead man.
I'm way over
Mike, that, like I said, I'm just telling you how I feel. They want to get rid of all of us white Anglo males, Northern European stock. Anybody's over mm-hmm. 40, they're going after us. And if we don't take up arms against them, and we don't stop this insurgency of these, like Peter was just saying, who's controlling these banks and these criminal bankers and all that. You know, I mean, there's some great ones, but most of them are hateful. They'll never forget what Hitler did. You know, Hitler was let's tell who Hitler was, Mike. What was Hitler? You don't know, none of these kids know who Hitler was. They all think he was born in Germany. He was an Austrian father was, you know what, Mike. Talk the truth about Hitler. I want somebody to really tell me who Adolf Hitler's father was.
Okay, calm down, Tom. Calm down. Take a Valium.
Mike, I'm a little upset because I see what's going to happen in this country. Mike, they have overtaken
us.
It's going to get horrific, Mike.
Yep.
You got backstabbers. Look at that Pence and all these backstabbers stabbing Trump all in the back. Look, Donald Trump did not tell none of those people to go into that Capitol and tear that Capitol up. That was not Donald Trump.
Didn't.
Donald Trump said, go there peacefully and stay out of the Capitol, but protest, scream with your bullhorns, whatever you got to do. But he did not give the order to go attack the Capitol. This is a filthy lie by the Zog media. They're filthy, low-life bull. Hey, Mike, you know what it is? Nobody's talking about over 500,000 devil worshippers and witches put a hoax on Trump to take him out. This thing, all these evil Bolsheviks that are using witchcraft against President Trump, they're using witchcraft by probably in the millions against this guy. And I got another prediction, Mike. I guarantee you, Putin is sitting back. I got a prediction. You keep messing around in 2 years with Russia, Biden, we're in a nuclear war, and he's going to drop an EMP on our ass. You watch, Mike. We're going to get an EMP hit by the Russians or the Koreans. And I'm telling you, this is bad situation what they have done to Trump.
It'll be blamed on Iran.
You read my mind, Mike. You read my mind. They're going to try to blame it on the Middle East. And it's going to be the Russians. This is something like Charlton Heston in the movie The Planet of the Apes. This is insanity. This is insanity what's happened to this country, Mike. And you know what? Let's look at this, Mike. Like I said, Michigan. Donald Trump, that state should have been, months before the election, Donald Trump should have went in there and made sure that those Dominion machines couldn't get away with this fraud. He should have made sure that these mayors and these governors and these blue states got arrested for sanctuary city, for cities.
Tom, you've got to calm down a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to let you go because we're running out of time and we got phone lines are full here right now. So thank you for the call. And we're going to go to Terry in California. Hello, Terry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Tom's got to be careful not to fall in the trap that they want us to fall into, that is divide and conquer. I think he bordered on that a couple times. But I called up to respectfully disagree with you, if you don't mind. We've all seen the Soviet Union fall, and I think we're going to fall for the same reason. We got overextended too much. With us, it's mostly self-induced, though. With the money people. And I think the recovery is going to be totally different. you know, because I've heard you talk about, you know, when we come back, we should put this in our Constitution and all this sort of thing, you know, like it's going to be a peaceful thing, like we're going to be able to start over like the Russians did after the communists went out. I think yes. This is going to be the opposite. As soon as this country falls, we're going to be flooded with communists. I mean, the communists are on their way in now, not on their way yeah. out like they were in the Soviet Union. And we're going to be locked down. I mean, totally locked
yeah,
down.
That,
and
that's what they're... A given, because, you know, Wednesday's demonstrations in D.C. and the state capitals, you know, I'm sure it's scared the heck out of the deep state and their pet politicians, and they're all going to be in lockstep to just get us so locked down, you know, just out of sheer terror that we might actually want to revolt in the very, very near future.
I think we're going to be locked down for a long time, because that's what these people are behind this whole thing that Peter was talking about. That's what they're shooting for. They're shooting to get this locked down so they can put in their system, you know, which is, you know, communism, complete control. And they're not going to call it that, of course. They're going to call it something
no.
else. But
the third way.
So, yeah, when you said, you know, like we have to put this in our Constitution and reconstitute our country, we're not going to have the opportunity like the Russians did, you know, because in that case, the rest of the communists fell.
I agree with you on that, obviously. I think, you know, when the crash comes, we're going to see the people who ruined this country basically taking what money they've got and moving off to some pleasant place to live out their years. They're not going to want to stick around here and face the wrath of the American people, you know. Anyway, listen, Terry, got to let you go here. Thank you very much. We're going to switch over to James in Charlotte. Hello, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes. Good day, Mike. So many things I'd like to respond to, but I'll limit
okay.
it. Of all the missed opportunities and bungled opportunities that Trump has had, I think I'm hoping that he might have at least one last chance to before he leaves office to make a Eisenhower-type farewell address, and he certainly got at least as much to warn us about as Eisenhower did.
Yes.
I don't know. He may well be essentially under house arrest in the White House. They may have him so completely limited by anything he can do. They're watching him, obviously, 24 hours a
yes.
day. Whoever he talks to, every word he says, every communication he makes, and whether or not he'll have any opportunity to address the nation before he leaves office, I don't know. I'm beginning to doubt it. But if he could have that opportunity to make that Eisenhower type.
But I doubt the corporate media will give it proper coverage.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
it. Just one other thing. I'm wondering whether or not there's going to be any official investigation of the murder of Ashley Babbitt. Have you heard about anything that
well they still have not named the officer who shot her. The only thing anybody has said is that he's one of the black officers.
I did hear the name earlier today.
Okay.
I don't remember it.
Okay. Well, no, they'll go through and say, well, you know, it was justified and lawful but awful and the other excuses here, because when you're getting ready to oppress the people, the first thing you do is you let your enforcers know that nothing they do will result in any kind of reprimand or punishment.
Yeah, yeah. Well, okay, that's pretty much it for me. I'll let you get on to the next caller then. Thanks.
All right, well, thank you. And we have another James. This one is in Vancouver. So, James, welcome to the show, and what is on your mind?
Yes, good afternoon. This is a situation where the Patriots and, you know, the people that supported the president were outflanked by the intelligence communities that run mm-hmm. the operation. For example, the media, you're looking at the CIA, the Justice Department, you're looking at the CIA, all the judges around the country, again, can be controlled by the Central Intelligence Agency. And then you have the governors and all that mess that through the elections, they're controlled by the CIA. And obviously, it's not all Jews. That's not going to fly. But anyway, and what you're going to have to do, if you want to get rid of that, then you're going to have to cut the CIA off at the head, at the top tiers. Once that's done, then, okay, you can go on and have a country again. And I think I'm sorry about what happened in Washington. I'm very sorry about that girl getting killed, and perhaps there were other people killed as well. It shouldn't have happened.
Well, there was a total of four dead, three from medical emergencies. One of them there's a video of a Capitol policeman actually pushing a protester off a balcony at the Capitol building, and we don't know what happened to him. And then, of course, that Capitol police officer died of his injuries after being hit in the head with a fire extinguisher. you know, it was ugly. I'm glad that more people were not killed or injured. But again, this was a setup to destroy Trump's image and support in the world. And all this talk about impeachment and 25th Amendment is to damage him so he cannot come back in 2024.
Yes. And I think Donald Trump, to be fair, tried to do many things in his presidency, and he was simply blocked. I think, you know, he tried to do things. He did a lot, but I think he tried to do other things that people mentioned. But simply, there was the inertia of all of this mass intelligence agency, you see. But anyway, okay, well, thank you for taking my call, and, well, maybe perhaps we'll talk to you next week then.
All right. Well, that would be a really good thing. And let's see. The phone lines are empty, but we're almost at the end of the show. Apparently, General Michael Flynn has now been banned from Twitter. So it's really getting out of control there. And we're just now getting word that the D.C. National Guard may carry firearms ahead of the inauguration. So, yeah, the people really did put the scare into them last Wednesday. And I am very, very concerned that they're just going to try and establish a real hard dictatorship just out of fear that the American people have finally woken up to what's really going on here in terms of the crooked elections and so forth. So, again, if you're going tomorrow to D.C. or if you're going on the 20th, peaceful, 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 peaceful. Don't get suckered by the agent provocateurs. Okay, looks like Ralph Winterroad is filling in for John Stadmiller next. I guess John is still recovering from his trip to Washington, D.C. Cannot wait to hear what he's got to tell us about his experiences on the ground there. Please spread the word of Republic Broadcasting. Spread the word of WhatReallyHappened.com. Please donate. It is very urgent and important that you do so. Have a really good weekend, and we'll be back on Monday. Aloha, America.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.